Selection boxes in supermarkets at Halloween, lights on in cities all over the country. It's a Wonderful Life on TV in the middle of November. It seems Christmas begins earlier and earlier each year. We asked comedian and regular contributor to Arena, Kevin Gildee, how he felt about the ever-encroaching season.
Happy Christmas. Yes, it's that time of year again. The time of year when we start pretending that it's Christmas already. You can feel the magic in the air, thanks to the needs of retail. In the town where I live, to protect its identity, let's call it Ted, the Christmas lights were put up in the last day or two, or three. Christmas is coming earlier and earlier every year. I'm looking forward to Christmas 2015 already. I've already had Christmas 2014. I got it out of the way and spent my money in the shops. But the shops need more money, and so I'm spending on Christmas 2015 now. Anybody know where I can get a 2016 calendar? The economy, the banks, the shops need money now. But there is not enough money in now, so they have to get their hands on future money. That's what credit is. Spending money you don't have, but then you do have it. But then in future, you won't have it. The future is the only resource we have left, and that's why they want to exploit it. Ho, ho, ho. So, with this in mind, with 35 days left to Christmas, I've a few last-minute gift ideas. For the older music lover, Scoops noise reduction headphones. These are the best noise reduction headphones on the market. You can literally hear nothing, not even the music you're trying to listen to. Ah, silence is golden. For young lovers, a voucher. For a romantic night for two, in Lidl. You and a loved one get locked into Lidl for a night, and you can eat and drink as much as you like, and grab an angle grinder on the way out in the morning. For beloved relatives living abroad, why not send them a special hamper full of special Irish luxury treats, such as Kilmangan pate, Ballybaloney goat's liver cheese, or a big bag of Irish water. For the football mad fan in your life, two tickets to see the next Republic of Ireland friendly, when they play against a wall. Watch the ball come straight back to them. At last, an opposition who play a similar style to them. What about a day out at Ireland's premier museum, the Museum of Broken Promises? Thousands of broken promises made by Irish governments down through the years. The best exhibit being the promise to actually govern. And finally, for the retired gent in your life who has too much time in his hands, a 95-piece suit. Guaranteed hours used up, putting it on, taking it off. If you don't wish to receive Christmas present advice this early, then I say we stop Christmas coming so soon. The problem is that once Halloween is over, on the 1st of November, they immediately start selling Christmas. We need a celebration between Halloween and Christmas, a sort of buffer, to prevent the premature anticipation of Christmas. I suggest a new day to be celebrated on December the 15th. It will be called Not Christmas. And after Halloween, everybody will then look forward to Not Christmas. And all the Christmas presents they won't buy, and all the decorations they won't put up, and all the thoughts about Christmas they won't have. Then, after Not Christmas, after December the 15th, we can start thinking about Christmas then, and that sounds right to me. One last thing, can we please stop recording the song Do They Know It's Christmas, and instead record a song called Don't We Know It's Not Christmas? Merry Not Christmas, everyone.
Kevin Gildee talking about Christmas and its new precursor, Not Christmas.